with regard to Unity, and especially the thing you're talking about, like really being having more of an expansive view of what Unity looks like, what are some things in your journey maybe in the last few years that have kind of caused you to go back and rethink this topic?
Yeah, you know, I was always told by my circle what other groups were like. So I just kind of stay away from those groups because I've been told about you, you know, whether they're individuals or whatever. But then throughout my travels over the years, I meet some of those individuals that I studied in seminary, you know, and you go, whoa, that's not what I was told about you. You read the Bible, you know, like you really know the word of God, and you really cannot stand sin in your church. Why would they say this about you? You know, and you start building these relationships and hearing from their mouths. And then on top of that, you know, I just read the news about myself occasionally, not anymore, but I'm like, whoa, what are they saying about me? Why would they say that? Then you realize, oh man, that's what other people did. And I believed what others wrote about them without even asking them.
Yeah.
I realize we live in a very unfair time where when people are trying to push their mindset, you know, they're going to squash others, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just at this point where I'm going, oh, I am so sorry for people that I've slandered before I really knew you. Sorry for just listening to what others said about you, or maybe catching one phrase that you said improperly and making assumptions about you. I don't know, just as I got to meet these genuine brothers and sisters in Christ, I realized I really missed out. Not only did I slander you, but I missed out on everything that God could have taught me through you, through the gift he's given you.